The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Michelle Ryan. Of course, you're a skin expert and Ultraceuticals national trainer. You've been with us before, so it's absolutely brilliant to have you back on to have a chat. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Louise. It's great to be asked back. And I know there's a couple of key topics that we wanted to discuss today with the sunshine and SPF and things like that. So no, I'm delighted to be back. Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely. Now, fingers crossed, everybody has an SPF that they wear daily in their makeup routine or their skincare routine. But I suppose if we go back to basics, you know, why is it so important? Even though us as, you know, Irish people, we're living in Ireland, we might be looking out and going, well, there's no sunshine in the sky, but it is really important to wear your SPF every day. Why is that?
Yeah, so I suppose what a lot of people don't understand is we actually get UV rays all year round. So during the winter time, we obviously have a lot more of the UVA rays that are present. And then during the summer, we get more of the UVB. So essentially, we need to be protecting our skin all year round from both types of rays. And obviously, it's really important to slow down the aging process. But we're also looking at cancer prevention. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in Ireland, skin cancer is the number one cancer diagnosed here every year. So it is important that we're kind of using our SunSmart code, but implementing kind of daily routines by wearing SPF can really help to prevent that measure, and also helping to obviously slow down the aging process and protect our skin from environmental factors.
Absolutely. And in your skincare routine, let's just say you get up in the morning, you cleanse your face, then like, where does your sunscreen or your SPF fit into your routine before you head out the door and go to work?
Yeah, it's always the last step. So normally in the morning time, we'd always suggest like doing your cleansing routine, pop on your hydrating serum, and then your SPF moisturizer. So it would be like a separate step to makeup application, because I find a lot of the time people feel like they have SPF in their foundation and that might be enough. But unfortunately, it's not. Like, we do need to be applying a layer underneath our foundation just to get that protection that our skin needs from UV. So it's always kind of like last step before makeup application that you will be applying your SPF protector.
That makes so much sense. And then I guess, you know, when we understand that we need to wear it every single day, which is great, and we go out to try and, I suppose, find an SPF that could be right for us, because sometimes, you know, you can find some, I have a lot of friends that are like, oh gosh, I couldn't be wearing SPF every day because it breaks me out. Has that got something to do with, I suppose, the type of SPF you're using? Maybe you're not double cleansing in the evening time. How can you, you know, incorporate SPF into your daily routine, but make sure that you're not breaking out as well? Because a lot of people say that they do from SPF.
Yeah, cool. And that can kind of come down to texture sometimes as well. It's not necessarily the SPF that's in the formulation, but it might be the other ingredients that might be just too rich or heavy for your skin. Because a lot of SPF, we might add in a bit of shea butter just for that extra nourishment or whichever, which can be great for those drier skins. But if you do have tendencies to be oily or you're breakout prone, always kind of looking at the texture of a product. So you want more lighter textures on your skin. So generally, I find like hybrid SPF are better for oilier combination skin with a chemical filter. Mm-hmm. And that can kind of sit a little bit more seamless on the skin, or it glides in a little bit lighter. And then obviously you're not feeling that excessive oil developing during the day. So it kind of comes down to more so textures, like looking for those lighter textured products within your SPF. And that can help if you are oilier skin types. And then if you're dry, then you're going to really appreciate those richer textures within your daily SPF.
Oh, that's so interesting. And then I guess, you know, there's a difference then between a mineral sunscreen and then a non-mineral sunscreen. What is the difference, and how do you know which would be better for your skin?
Yeah, like that can obviously be a really complicated one as well for people. But the main kind of point of difference with mineral or physical SPS is what we call them, is they will deflect light away from the skin. So what happens is when you are outside and you're exposed to UV and you have a physical or mineral sunblock on, light just bounces off the surface of your skin. So it's deflected away straight away, which is great for anyone who is redness prone. So if anyone has sensitivity, or if you have tendencies to have rosacea or you have like a heat-activated skin, you find your skin can get quite hot or uncomfortable. Mineral or physical sunblocks are always going to be a better option for you. And then the other option would be non-mineral, which would be more of a lighter weight consistency. So this is where they might blend in chemical SPF just to boost or enhance the effect of the SPF. But when you add in a chemical into or a chemical filter, it always creates like a lighter consistency. So in general, I find people, if you're looking for a lighter weight product on your skin, chemical filters will probably sit a little bit nicer for you. But the main kind of point of difference is mineral sunblocks are better for sensitive skin or heat activated skin, whereas the other SPFs or sun filters that we have on the market are more chemical blends, which are quite nice for like daily use if your skin has tendencies to be a little bit more oily or you're breakout prone, or you just want a lighter texture under your foundation during the day.
That's so interesting, and it's great to differentiate between the two. I want to find out as well, you know, how often should we be applying SPF? Let's just say you're somebody who, you know, might go for a walk in the evening times. You know, you might be in an office all day, but you go outside to get your lunch on a daily basis. How often should you reapply your sunscreen? Let's just say if you're working Monday to Friday versus when you're off at the weekends and you might be out and about a little bit more. Is there a certain amount of time that you should top it up?
Yeah, like realistically, I suppose the guidelines would be to reapply your SPF every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But if you are kind of working like Monday to Friday in an office environment, it's always good to kind of top up your SPF on lunchtime. And then maybe again throughout the day, if you are heading out and about, or you might be going for a walk after work or things like that. And then at the weekend, ideally every 2 hours, if you are like directly exposed to UV, would be the kind of general guidelines around SPF usage. But I find a lot of the time we don't really top up our SPF. So that's where I suppose like powder SPFs or mist and things like that can come in really, really handy if you're on the go and you're trying to find a product that will help with topping up at your SPF throughout the day.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I know I'm and I know some of my friends are the same, that there's always, you know, a couple of different types of SPF in the car. And am I right in thinking, because I'd been listening to a podcast about, you know, I drive over and back to work every day. I'm on the road for about, let's just say, 2 hours a day. But it's my hands that, you know, I don't realize sometimes that maybe I might be at risk of getting some sun damage on my hands. So I try as best I can to try and put SPF on my hands as well, you know, to try and keep them safe as well while I'm driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they're all your kind of saluting parts, I suppose, that are exposed to any type of light throughout the day. It's always important to kind of cover them. And I do find in general, it's our hands we forget, our neck and chest as well is a really important area, and your ears and even the back of the neck as well is so important, because they're kind of areas that are quite exposed throughout the day if you are just nipping in and out of work, or if you are driving to work and things like that. So it's always good to have an SPF in the car that you can use for top-ups, because I find like obviously as a cancer preventative, but also as you get older, they're usually the telltale signs of aging, is like the hands and neck area, especially for other women as well. So they're definitely areas to really kind of focus in on, because your older self will thank you.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to ask you is, if you, let's just say you have a sunscreen from last year, is there a, you know, best before a date on sunscreens? You know, should you be buying a new tube? Let's just say, like, if you haven't used it consistently and you find one that you've had for, you know, a couple of years in the bottom drawer and you're like, right, I'll use that. Is that okay? Or should you be using one that is well in date?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like usually shelf life with product will be, it depends on the brand, but it can be between 6 to 12 months. And after that period of time, like ingredients will unstabilize. They can also become inactive within the formulation as well. So it would be quite risky to apply an SPF to the skin the year after, because it may not work as effectively as it did obviously the year previous. So I would always encourage you, they're products that I would really just take my time and invest in, especially every year. So it's a case of of if you do feel like it might be out of date, I wouldn't chance using it because you could get sunburnt as a result of that.
That makes so much sense, and it's great to clarify that as well. Michelle, we could literally have a chat about this all day, but it's so, so lovely to catch up with you. And if anybody wants to follow you online, if they want to find out more about, you know, the knowledge that you have with nutraceuticals, maybe check out the resources you guys have on SPF and protecting yourself against the sun. Where is the best place to go, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to go onto the ultraceuticals.ie website, and we have loads of blog posts, loads of information on our SPF and how to protect your skin during the summer months as well.
Oh, super. Michelle, you are the skin expert and ultraceuticals national trainer. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Louise. It was a pleasure coming on. Thanks for having me.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.